Yesterday, the federal government announced it was going to increase JobSeeker when the current coronavirus supplement runs out. But I think the amount was a surprise to everyone. Basically, it's about $3.75 a day or $50 a fortnight, which has been roundly condemned, I've got to say, yesterday. To tell us a bit more about it, the Chief Executive Officer of TASCOS, which is the Tasmanian Council of Social Services, is Adrian Piccone, who joins me now. Good afternoon, Adrian.
Hello, Martin.
Fair to say that disappointing. We all had our hopes high, I guess, that we were going to get more money for those that that need it, but it really was disappointing what the federal government came up with yesterday.
Really, it really was disappointing, and I think just shows a real lack of compassion, but also a missed opportunity. I know, you know, government making this kind of decision really had the opportunity to stand up as a government that stood for human dignity, and they've really fallen far short of the mark.
And the reason I'm talking to you is because, you know, support and welfare agencies are going to have to pick up the slack, aren't they? Because at the moment, people are still getting some sort of a coronavirus supplement, but when that runs out, they're really going to struggle, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, what we had before before the coronavirus hit and we had those supplements was that people were living on $40 a day. I mean, that's about paying your rent, buying food, you know, paying for your bills. But now, with this increase, they'll actually only be living on $44 a day. Now, that's like a $3.50 a day increase. It's not much. It's about as much as a cup of coffee. It's really not going to be enough to help people afford the basics.
$3.57 a day. In fact, I think I said $3.75 earlier, but tell me where you can get a cup of coffee for $3.50, because I'd like to know. That's it's even less than a cup of coffee, really, to be honest.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, maybe you could get, you know, a loaf of bread and some milk for that amount of money. You're certainly not going to be able to pay for fresh vegetables or, you know, afford your medication.
Yeah. And the evidence that you got, you know, that you sort of heard during the pandemic was that people were using this extra money to buy food, to pay medical bills, or to go and see a GP when they may not have been able to afford it in the past. They couldn't find one of the bulk bills. Just basic things that people like me and you that have got a full-time job take for granted almost.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Martin. Now, I think one of the things that we have to keep in mind is that if we want people to be looking for work, which obviously we do and people want that themselves, but we have to provide them with the resource to be able to do that. So part of being able to, you know, look for work is having a safe and affordable and secure home. You know, it's having clothes that you could wear to an interview. It's actually being able to, you know, feed yourself and eat some healthy meals. So if people don't have those basics, it makes it so much harder for them to go out, to look for work, to access education and training opportunities, and just participate in the community.
Well, I think it's about, I'm sure you'll know the answer to this question, but is it 50 or 60% of JobSeeker in a lot of cases goes just purely to pay rent?
Yeah, absolutely. A huge amount of their income, of what they receive, actually goes to pay rent. And, you know, we heard about before the coronavirus supplements, we heard about people talking about having to make a decision about whether they fed their children or fed themselves, you know, actually not going to the doctor and certainly not going to the dentist just because they were just not able to afford it. So it's just not a way that we should allow our fellow Australians to be living.
40,000 Tasmanians looking for work, and the ratio of job seekers to jobs is 17 to 1. So you know, even though some people would say, well, you know, some of them aren't trying, they are trying. 16 out of 17 are missing out.
Yeah, it's not like it's that easy that there's, you know, jobs out there waiting for us. And I think this is particularly so in Tasmania. So nationally, it's 9 job seekers to every one job. But as you say, here in Tasmania, 17 job seekers to every one job. That's a lot of competition out there, and it makes it really hard for people to get a foot in the door.
And also, you mentioned yesterday that's about $3.5 million a fortnight that won't be going into the Tasmanian economy. So even if they can afford a cup of coffee, they won't be buying one now because they haven't got the money to do it.
No, that's right. And I mean, I think the interesting thing about this issue in particular has been it hasn't just been about welfare groups saying we need to increase the rate of job seeker. You know, we've heard from business groups, from leading economists, from the Reserve Bank talking about this, one, in terms of a humane issue, so it's about actually supporting people and giving people the ability to afford the basics and live with dignity. But the other side of it, of course, as you say, is about the economy. So 3.5 million per fortnight stripped out of the Tasmanian economy, and that's in addition to the 14 million that we lost with the first reductions around the coronavirus supplement. So it to me, it feels like, it's good for individuals, but it's also good for the economy. And this is, comes as we're all starting to rebuild after the pandemic.
Yeah, like I said in the intro, I don't think I've heard anyone yesterday say a good thing about it apart from the government. They're going to say that because they came up with it.
I think there'd be a lot of Tasmanians out there, particularly those ones that are relying on JobSeeker to pay their bills and look after their families, that will be really worried about the future. And I think there will be a lot of welfare organisations that are also going to be worried about having to provide services, with a likely increase in services required. They'll be really bracing themselves for what lies ahead.
Yeah, I think it's not just people on JobSeeker that are worried about it. I'm worried about it too, because I don't think I could manage. I don't think I could survive if I was in that boat. So, I think some people do a wonderful job with what they've got, but they really need more, don't they?
They really do, and I think the thing is, what we saw with those coronavirus supplements was that the federal government made a choice, and what those choices did was they alleviated poverty. We actually alleviated poverty, and that suggests to me that if we choose to do it, we can. I think if we have those levers, why wouldn't we use them? Because it's about our fellow Australians. Any of us could be in this boat at any time, and I think we would all want to feel like we'd had support we'd had that sort of safety net when we needed it.
Yeah, and I think the economy is recovering quite well at the minute, so really the government should be taking money away from other areas where it's doing okay and leaving the money perhaps in this supplement, or part of it at least.
Rather than punishing people for not having a job.
Exactly. That's what it looks like. Yeah, Adrian, thanks for your time this afternoon. I really appreciate it. Let's hope that the government listened to all the negative publicity they've got about this yesterday and have a bit of a rethink about it, because as we all agree, it's just not good enough.
Yeah, thanks, Martin.